You are in the middle of an enormous global change, one that you have not seen in your lifetime. And you are seeing the worst of the dark and the best of the light. Both of these things are rising at the same time, as is so often the case. What does not change while all of this is going on is your humanity. You do not stop being human. You do not stop feeling the human experiences, the pain, the recovery, all of the things that are happening. They continue to happen. And so to be able to embrace yourself and all that you are feeling in your humanity, while knowing all of this is going on around you, that you cannot impact. It is quite a lot on the plate. And this will be happening for a while, but not forever. There will be a leveling off point. There was an energetic change that happened in August, which was rather an unexpected thing. And it was your Democratic Convention, which was full of love and support and a longing for a world to come together. It was a beautiful thing. And it, of course, was in sharp contrast to the other meeting. But so many people got to see, people who want to be important in our nation, but who want to do it fairly and lovingly and with respect for the human condition, which is something that has been, as we sure you know, it and still is, missing in some parts of the power structure. But there was a picture in August of what love looks like and what it looks like to have people who know about people who need and who deserve and who need to be supported. And it did more, it had more influence than is yet known. The influence it had will show up later. We want to remind you that part of the focus on the dark will take you to fear. And so we, with an understanding that it is, we were trying to think of your phrase. It is like something going off the rails. The darkness is screaming for power, but it is not holding form in the way that it did before. So we want you to say, all of that is going on, but we had a picture of love, and now we are going to be that picture. We are going to embrace our humanity. And part of what that means is embracing our pain. Because without love, pain stays far too long and very often becomes anger and goes dark. So we want to remind you about that, that we embrace the pain in love so that the pain can work its way through in our human position. And nothing is to be denied, and things are difficult. And we even want to embrace the things that are difficult, because that is the response that will help something heal. And the judgment and the perfectionism and the anger, that does not heal anything, and it never has. So we are going to embrace everything that we feel without judgment, but with loving kindness. And we are going to hold for ourselves and wait, sometimes patiently, while things move through that need to move through. And what we want you all to remember is that the universe is looking down on you and understanding how many things there are to deal with. And that is why the universe is sending energy more directly. No. I'm sorry, I left my body and hit the wrong button. Ah, my teacher woke me up. Okay. So the embrace is what we need. The love is what we need. And the kindness is what we need. So as we are looking at the world, we must remember that that is also what the world needs. But we want to speak to you about one thing, and that is about decision. Just as we decide to understand ourselves and feel ourselves and embrace that, there are those who are deciding not to do that. They are deciding to turn everything into rancor and evil and the struggle for power. And when that is happening, then do not engage with it, because a decision has been made. We have said to you many times that this is a free will planet. And that is a more powerful statement than you may actually understand, because it means that every individual has the right to decide whether to go with the light or to go with the darkness. And when that decision is made, then everything they draw to themselves is going to support that decision. So loving kindness and the decision for the light, every time you can make it, you are putting that energy into a great pool of light, which the planet is going to need to rebuild. We may have an instinctive desire to stop something from coming apart, but that is not what we want to do. When the coming apart is a result of dark decisions that have been made again and again, then we must let go of that until people can understand what that decision actually means. You see, that is part of the learning on the planet. Not a pleasant part, but part of it. But then we also get to see, when we choose for the light for ourselves, when we choose understanding for ourselves and patience with our pain, then we get to see what life looks like when you have chosen the light. These two things are very important now, and so we are going to take a bit of time and speak about them together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Thank you. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling and let that warm rain wash away the stresses of the week. Let it wash away anything you do not control, anything for which you are not responsible, anything that you might be carrying for someone else that you need to release. Let that rain wash it all away. Feel a golden light come into your crown and open your crown so that it is wider than it has ever been before. And let the golden light of the universe that fills you and understands you and supports you and loves you, let it begin to pour into your thoughts. Let it open your third eye and powerfully influence your intuitive abilities. Let the golden light flow into your throat and gentle your communication so that what you speak to yourself is understanding and acceptance and love. Feel the flow of golden light come down through your body and into your heart. And let the golden light fill your heart and completely nourish the garden that lives in you. Feel the heart grow and the garden grow and the beauty and love in your garden grow. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any of the emotional energy that might have caught in your body that is not good for you. and make a place to feel laughter and joy and peace. And as you breathe, feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light in the second center. Begin to displace any judgment, any shame, any of the old patterns that draw you back into the bondage of fear. Feel all of those displaced. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let the golden light awaken your root. Let it begin to remember who you are and what you are here to create. And feel the energy of the earth come up and join and support the energy in your root. So what you want to make come true will be supported by the earth as well as the universe. Now move into your heart center and drink the water that is there to refresh yourself, to fill you and heal you. And in your heart, see your path before you. And feel how that path moves gently upward, without effort, without work. Step on your path and allow the energy of all that you are and all that you are here to learn and to create. Feel that energy coming up into you, filling you with the wisdom of who you are and what you are doing here. The path knows, and everywhere your foot lands, the path feeds you more of the energy of your own life. As you are walking your path, resting your mind as the path takes you, see something that crosses your path. Resting the mind, know what it is. Now continue your walk upward. And feel yourself becoming more knowing and more powerful. And now see what crosses your path. And feel your lightness as you move further up on your path and find that a gift has been left for you there. When you've known the gift, thank the universe who has left the gift for you and who guides this path, and receive a blessing, the blessing that you need for this time. And come back down the path. Bringing the energy with you. And step into your own heart. And begin to breathe in your heart to balance, to ground in your body. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.